And time for this morning's commentary brought to you by Washington Federal. Thank you for not nuking. These nuclear summits remind us that we live in a world where a couple of leaders could pick up their red phones and end human civilization. It's an appalling reality, but that's the world we live in, so I suppose we need to show gratitude when two leaders are willing to agree not to annihilate each other's populations. Hashtag thank you for not nuking us. And hashtag thank you Dennis Rodman, who 5 years ago tried to tell President Obama that Kim was open to talking.
And Obama didn't even give me the time of day. I said, I have something to say from North Korea. He just brushed me off.
And now here we are, talking seriously about not nuking each other. But I hope it goes way beyond that. Because if the president can shake hands with a really nasty dictator as the price of making peace, is anything out of reach? A summit between the NRA and Michael Bloomberg to keep guns out of the wrong hands. Between the U.S. and Mexico to stop separating families. Between Democrats and Republicans to maybe build some highways and bridges. If it takes Dennis Rodman to break the ice, I bet he'd do it.
We don't need a miracle. We just need the doors to be open so we can start fresh and make this a better place in the world, baby. That's it.
You go, Dennis.